Welcome back. We trust the Lord is opening your eyes by the spirit of revelation present in this fellowship this evening and looking at the building of the Church of Christ. And the pastor has said so much. We've now understood what the gates of hell are and why they will not prevail because of those four beasts. Glory to God. And the pastor said something that excited me. No, he said before a problem arrives, God has already procured solution for that problem. It's very interesting.
You know where I catch this? Very, very exciting. You know, in December 2012, this church was demolished.
The gates of hell came against the church.
The gates of hell came against this church and demolished it. But do you know that that is not even God's problem, because God had told me there will be a reconstruction.
That's true.
You know, and so, but I didn't know it was coming through that way. But where I am going is that few months after, in fact, about 5 months after or so, May 2013.
That's right.
While we are still struggling
to rebuild,
to have even shade. No shade, nothing. The Lord spoke to me that we should go on air and have a 24-hour, and there was no money. The same God, I remember that day, it was a Thursday when he spoke that to me, and that how the money will be raised. When God speaks, he watches.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you can imagine a project we have. We are trying to sort out, you know, our
place
church
of worship.
Yes, place of worship, and then another liability is coming in, running to millions every month.
That's true.
And then we launched the Bright Television, not knowing that how many years later, after it, because he saw coronavirus coming. Where there will be lockdown, and the bride of Jesus Christ must be fed.
Amen.
He raised up a standard.
Amen.
And throughout the coronavirus period, we are still worshiping online with the bride of Christ worldwide.
Hallelujah.
And it is this Bright Television that made me know that truly before the problem comes,
God provides a solution.
Amen. And many more testimonies that I cannot give this episode of.
But one thing is sure, the gates of hell can never prevail.
From
the testimony of this church.
Standard,
amen.
You know, and each time God raises his ministers, Satan will send his people to destroy that move. And Satan will think he has
succeeded.
But God will raise up a standard again.
Hallelujah.
That will keep the light going.
Amen.
And that is what has been going on all through the church ages.
Amen.
And when God raised a man, William Branham, for this wonderful ministry of perfection and bringing all these things together to get a true word bride that we will see again as it happened in the first church age. The seed that was planted fully produced in doctrine, in power, in character, and everything. And he used that man to confirm it. Immediately God took him away. The same Antichrist raised up his ministers to quench the light. And you are seeing all the nonsense that is going on. Some deifying William Branham, some no more revelation after William Branham, some all to kill that light and make it unattractive. But God has raised some of us as standard.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Always has his standard
Amen.
To counter it.
Amen.
And the ministry moves on.
Amen.
That is it.
Wow, thank you so much, sir. So talking about this building, the church, I'd love to ask you, sir, is this building completed or not?
No, it's not completed. I tried to, in our last episode, we saw that the foundation, who built the foundation is Christ.
That's right.
Who owns the church is Christ.
That's right.
Now, in various description, he is referred to as the headstone. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7.
Okay, Zechariah 4, 7.
Yes.
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That shall become a plain, and it shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto it.
Now you talk of the headstone, that is the capping stone. You are looking at the building of a pyramid.
The headstone is the capping stone.
The capping stone.
Wow.
It is the capstone.
The capstone
of the building.
Okay.
That the roof. When it is finally roofed, capped, the building is complete. All other things will be going on. The building, the construction is going on as it is going on now. It is going to be completed when Christ will come, cap it up, and take us home.
So this church will be completed when Christ will come.
When Christ will come.
Building.
Yes.
All right. Okay, sir. Okay, so not to waste your time, sir.
Remember, it's also the cornerstone.
Okay, you've answered two questions now.
Yes.
It is not completed, and it will be completed, because I wanted to ask you how.
So when Christ will
comes,
come,
okay.
Cap it up.
All right. Another interesting question. I know you spoke about it on the last episode. Who are the builders of this building?
Now, the builders, Apostle Paul gave us a hint when he called himself the master builder. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I believe that's the scripture.
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians 3.
Yes.
On verse 10.
According from verse 9.
From verse 9.
Yes.
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building.
We, the church, we are God's building.
Amen. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builded thereon. But let every man take heed how we builded thereupon.
So who are the builders? Now, we have the fivefold ministry. And the building starts with a foundation.
Hallelujah.
You know, please, when you, this question is a little bit wide.
Okay, sir, take
your time. Because if I'm going to answer it, let me answer it in completeness. Because if you go to Ephesians chapter 4,
okay,
watch the language there. Now, if you, Ephesians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Let's read it from verse 10.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
These are the builders.
For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature.
You see the perfection.
Perfection.
See the building. The building going on. Go ahead.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yes.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the slayer of men.
And cunning craftiness. Like serpent.
Whereby the lying waits to deceive.
Yes.
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head.
Now listen. We are to grow up. The building grows up unto who?
Into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole
building. So who is the head?
Christ. From whom the whole building.
Now the whole body
fitly joined together.
Joined together.
And compacted by that which every joint supplies.
See, so there is a joint. Every joint supplies something according to what?
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
Every part.
Make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in
so
love.
So the language put here, you notice that every member of the body of Christ has a contribution to do in that building. You are the joint. You see? Now, but I want you to watch, because you have to understand architecture, understand building. I don't know if you have built your house yet. Now, in the building, listen, you know, now see the part everyone plays. There are the minor workers. Let me not go too far.
Okay.
And there are the major
workers.
Now, the major workers are the fivefold ministry. Who are the ones that, like, you will call them the specialists.
Okay.
Like the architects.
The mason?
The mason, the engineer, the structural engineers, and all the rest. So here we have, he said, for the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Why does he call it the perfecting of the saints? Because they are to ensure that joint coming fits in there and is kept there and does not go out and remains there to perform the function that you are supposed to, for the edification, for the work of the ministry. So, who are the builders? Your question, you have the fivefold ministry.
Wow.
The apostles,
the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Wow.
So not just if someone, not just because you have the word of knowledge, are you part of the builder of this ministry?
No.
Although you have something to do.
You have something to supply.
Yes, sir.
To make the body.
But the specialists. Fit.
But those specialists
are the fivefold ministry.
They are the ones referred to in the parable of the good Samaritan.
Yeah.
The innkeeper.
Amen.
They are the innkeeper.
Amen.
Referred to Christ. Referred to that take care of the wounded ones. When they come to Christ,
hallelujah,
you know, takes care of them. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You've done justice to, we are understanding the building and we are getting up. But there are some scriptures that are quite interesting.
Yes.
You know, for instance, Ephesians 2:20 speaks of the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Now when you talk of a cornerstone, why is Jesus a cornerstone? You can see is the emphasis is the building. Now, what is the cornerstone? You know, when you are building a building, there are curves, there are rooms, there are these, that, you know, corners. When you build, because he is the master architect, he is his building. He lays the foundation by everything is supervised by him. When it is time to turn, he is the one that will tell you when to turn. He is that stone that will point direction to the next direction, point to the next direction in that building. And this is important that we catch it. Because God himself was going to turn the corner from the law to grace.
Amen.
Who did he use?
Christ.
Christ Jesus. Then you begin to see scripture in Isaiah 26, Isaiah 28, verse 16.
Isaiah 28, verse 16.
Yes.
Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I will lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation.
Sure foundation.
He that believeth shall not make it.
Can you see the way? And who was he referring to?
The Lord Jesus
and
Christ.
This was a prophecy years before it came to pass. You see that also in Psalm 118, verse 22.
Psalm 118, verse 22.
Yes.
The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner.
Can you see? They did not reject him, they crucified him. He still remains the headstone of the corner. And that is why you see so many other scriptures, like in Acts chapter 4, verse 11, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, and even Apostle Paul mentioning that in Romans chapter 9, verse 33, and on,
okay,
referring to Christ as the cornerstone. So your question is, what does that mean? So that you will know when it is time to move. That's why a lot of people stumble over it, and that is what the denominations are guilty of. You know, in the wilderness, he moved with them by the pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire that given light actually in the night. And all their attention was on that journey, was on the cloud by day, or the light by night, the fire. The Bible says that when it was time to move, that thing will move. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
When that light begin to move, everybody will now get ready, pack your load, and begin to move. When it will stop, you just keep watching it. How long will you trek? You don't know. When it stop, they stop. The privilege these Israelites had, no wonder God would deal with them for their unbelief to that stubbornness, to the level he dealt with them. They had no excuse. And these same people, at the slightest opportunity, they will turn to these Philistine gods and all these man-made gods. When they saw the reality of God, you know. So also is Christ. That you have a revelation today does not mean that he cannot shed more light and move on. And that is what the denominations are guilty of. So the church is to go through seven church ages.
Amen.
So there will be seven turns.
Corners.
Seven corners.
Hallelujah.
And Apostle Paul called it at the junction of time.
Mm. Amen.
I think William Brown preached a message also entitled the junction of time. Because yes, sir. The appearing of the minister of William Branham was a junction of time.
A corner.
The appearing of John the Baptist was a junction of time.
Amen.
And even the appearing of Jesus, he said, in due time.
Mm.
So it was a junction of time in Amen. God's agenda.
Amen.
So that's why it's referred to as the cornerstone. So that you don't just stay. Because yes, today it's only be there. And then you also see the type in that. You are to collect the manna that was falling from heaven.
Mm.
And Jesus said, he is the bread that comes from heaven.
Amen.
And you take note that he says that when you collect the manna, you are to eat only a fresh one. Leftover, you don't eat it.
That's right.
That is yesterday's food. Mm. It's yesterday. There is always the food for today.
For today, hallelujah.
And that is the junction of time, and that is the cornerstone, and that is where the carcass is, that is where the eagles be gathered. And it is that depiction that he said the coming of the Lord will come as lightning from the east to the west. Because the gospel will move and move and move. And each move is a corner, it's a corner, it's a corner, it's a corner until the rapture takes place.
Wow. And the chief cornerstone is the Lord Jesus
Christ. And it's the Lord Jesus, because he's the one directing it, not a man.
Amen.
Not a man.
Wow, thank you so much, sir.
And that is why it is wrong for God to give Pastor Moses a revelation. And then you are going to confirm that revelation. Not from the scripture. But I'm going to Raymond Jackson. Because he was my teacher. It will be wrong.
Mm.
Go straight to the Bible first. Before you go to any man.
Amen.
It is when you don't understand in the Bible, then you go to that man, because there are some of my understanding that have gone contrary to what my teachers taught me.
Mm.
But will I follow them or follow the cornerstone?
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Wow. And that's also what we see in the move of the church from yes. justification to sanctification.
It kept moving.
Cornerstone. Kept cornering. Wow.
You know, the light shining brighter and brighter and brighter until when?
The perfect day.
The perfect day.
Proverbs 4:18. Thank you so much, sir. This is very interesting. But there's another stone that the Lord Jesus was described as.
Yes.
And I want you to also shed more light on why Christ is the stumbling stone. We see that in 1 Peter 2.
They stumble on him. That is for the Jews.
Okay.
They stumble on him and they fell. But the truth about it is that there is nothing you can do to remove it. If he falls on you, he will crush you.
Okay.
You fall on him, you will break.
Mm.
You will stumble, because that is why Apostle Paul said, if they had known who he was, that is
they were
stumbled. Because he didn't come the way they expected. That is the stumble.
So there's a question there. In this Gentile church age,
yes.
Do you think we Gentiles can also stumble at this stumbling stone?
We have accepted him.
Okay.
So we are not stumbling.
What of those who are not following the corners? Can they stumble?
No, that's what I want you to note. That is the job of the Antichrist spirit.
Okay.
But elect of God cannot be deceived, because
Amen.
There Amen. Is something in them that makes them follow this
behavior. Yes, sir. 1 John. Amen.
Read it, please.
Okay. 1 John 2 and verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him,
thank you,
abideth in you.
Yes.
And ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
You see, it's not just enough that somebody is known to be a prophet in Israel. The high priest still had the Urim and Thummim.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Speak, it must flash here. If it doesn't flash here, even if it is Aaron that told you, it's a lie.
Amen. Amen.
And this is
Hallelujah.
The Urim and the Tumim.
Hallelujah. The wise shall understand.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Okay, thank you so much, sir. I know you'll be keep asking more questions. There will be more answers coming from you. I always love to quote Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 11. The words of the wise are as goats and as nails fastened by the masters of assembly, which are given from one shepherd. Thank you so much, sir. I think my knowledge about the Church of Christ has really increased, and I can stand and say we are traveling on the right road.
Amen.
Thank you so much for making that time to be with us today. Amen. And we hope you've been blessed by this episode of Rapture Watch, the building of the Church of Christ. If you missed the first episode, try and get it, because the pastor laid a very, very interesting background. He laid an interesting foundation. I think he's also a foundation lay minister. Laid an interesting foundation. Very, very interesting.
I still want to maintain the foundation ministry of this Church of Jesus Christ is the apostolic ministry.
Amen.
Anybody bearing the title of apostle now is in error. You are not understanding the ministry of an apostle.
Amen.
We are all of us, the rest of us, the prophets,
evangelists,
the pastors, the teachers, we are building upon
it. Hallelujah. It's very clear.
It's very clear.
Very
so,
clear.
Because there's no more foundation that is being laid.
Amen.
So there cannot be the ministry of an apostle now.
Amen.
So apostle Olumide, please, you are a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist.
Or a teacher.
And please, it is a denominational spirit that will promote somebody from pastor to apostle. It is wrong.
Amen.
It's a misplacement of the work of the Lord.
Wow, what is this man saying? Well, before you turn off your system, try and get the messages the pastor has preached, understanding the fivefold ministry and several other messages. And if you need guide, call us, and I'm sure you will be put through on why there can be no apostle anymore. The pastor is not fighting with you concerning your title. No, he's only trying to preach the original truth, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We say a big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. Through you, the light is shining around the world. The gospel of the kingdom is being preached. Don't forget the prophecy in Matthew 24:14, that it shall be preached as a witness to all nations. And we believe that these are the days.
Please, I know you are rushing, maybe the time these people gave you. But, you know, I want sincere ministers, you know, to learn this.
Amen.
Now, your title does not affect your ministry. The anointing you have.
Amen.
It is not because of a title you have that you have a ministry. So, this thing about title, archbishop, reverend, most senior reverend, they are all organizational titles, maybe for their denominational hierarchies. It has nothing to do with the building of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with the work of the ministry.
That's right.
If not, the most anointed man on earth will have been the Pope of Rome.
That's true.
But he does not have a healing gift.
That's true.
Because, you know, that's not his own. You see, that you're an archbishop. The only thing is in your organization, that is where you are placed yourself, but not in the body of Christ.
That's true.
You see, so that and changing your title, now that you know the truth, from apostle to pastor, does not reduce the grace on you.
Amen.
Instead, it places you now where the angels cannot walk with you now with your head down and to listen to them. Now you don't know your limit.
Amen.
Where you should go. So please, and I'm happy to announce that many people have dropped this erroneous title.
Hallelujah.
Listen
Hallelujah.
To us.
Hallelujah.
You see, that's the purpose
Hallelujah.
Of God giving us this channel.
Amen.
Through this channel, a lot of things going on, you know, by sincere people, because they just copy from people they had respect.
Wrong influences.
You know, wrong influences. You know, you can see that people have now, they're emphasizing St. Valentine.
That's true.
After listening to us.
Even comedians coming to the
church. Comedians coming to the church, to the altar, to make caricature of the blood of sprinkling. You know, and many others. Some people have, you know, placed their wives in the proper place in the ministry. You know, and women preachers and things like that. And so we are encouraged and we'll continue to say them, because am I not pastoring a church?
Amen.
I'm pastoring a church that a multitude
That's right.
followers all over the world. But we want to build the church according to the heavenly pattern
Amen.
That has been given.
Amen.
And I want you to, so that you do the same thing, so that we get the right result.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Have any question, feel free to join us every Monday by 7 p.m. on Ask the Pastor, and then you can ask the pastor why he is not an apostle but a pastor. A big thank you once again to all sponsors of Bright TV. Until we meet again, we say shalom and God bless you.